It's gonna start. Welcome to another episode of Gaming Frenzy by Captain Blockhead. Topic:
don't forget to
Battlefront 2.
Don't forget to follow me on Twitch.
I don't actually stream, so don't follow
me. Neither do I. I just wanted to say that. I love cheating myself. I'm like, I love cheating my own hurt. I love cheating my own more than people's channels.
Anyways.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever done.
We will be talking about Battlefront 2. Abby, what do you think of the graphics?
The graphics are, well, I mean, so I can't experience, I play Battlefront both on PC and on PlayStation. PlayStation 4, that is. But the graphics are amazing on both. The thing is, for my PC, for some reason, it's not the graphics card, because I have a 350 Ti or whatever it is. I can't remember. But my monitor, I got it for Christmas, and my parents bought the store model version, so we think something's wrong with it. So whenever I play something that looks like a 4K game or something, it shakes the monitor really violently. I can still play it, it's just a little bit annoying, but the graphics are still pretty really good.
Huh. Okay. I think the graphics are awesome. Like, I like how they are slowly adding in tiny little details, like how if you shoot someone with using an Ewok's bow, you can see the arrow sticking out of them.
It's definitely one of the better games I've ever played. I forgot what I was gonna say. I love the Battlefront franchise. I'm not excited for the upcoming game Squadrons at all.
I'm hoping they come out with Battlefront 3.
They're not going to do that for like a couple another years. The next game, their next EA game that they're making is going to be Squadrons, which is going to be like solely based on like the Starfighter games, like the Starfighter stuff. Oof. It's going to be an Xbox exclusive. I'm joking. I don't think so. I'm not 100% sure. But the gameplay is, well, how do I say, it's definitely a new experience for me. Sorry about that, I lost my train of thought. It's definitely a new experience for me, being that I was used to playing first-person shooters with, like, no storyline. That campaign was probably one of the best campaigns I've ever played, honestly. Yeah. I haven't even finished Resurrection. Only thing I didn't like about it was, I'm trying to think, it lacked originality, because it was just, it was like, the reason I don't like Rogue One, it's like they ran out of ideas. It's like they needed another year.
For Rogue One, I think it's kind of nice how
like they tied everything together.
Yeah, like how you were. That able was to a little see, bit of nice,
but then
like,
with Battlefront, when they did like all those, I felt like they kept her like a storm. They didn't keep her as a stormtrooper long enough.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, I mean, but it was a good campaign. Spider-Man was a better campaign.
Wait, when are we talking about Spider-Man?
I think that's week.
Never.
It's gonna be week 10, you little muffin.
No.
Okay.
We'll do that in another season.
Whatever. Can we do CS:GO in another season? That'd be nice.
I don't know.
Valorant. Anyways. Destiny 2.
Anyways.
Okay. Sorry, I got carried away there.
Anyways. Yeah, I think the gameplay is really nice.
Yes.
Like,
I love all their weapons, honestly. I'm so basically, this is what I when I'm telling my friends like what I was doing when I was playing, this is literally all I said. My words are, this is literally all I did. I said I grabbed a gun. So anyways, I started blasting, and that's literally all I do. I'm so trigger happy in that game, since it's like, it's infinite ammo.
Yeah,
it's just like cooldown, which is kind of nice. Well, I forgot what I was going to say. So the cooldown, I think that was pretty cool. I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but that game, like, made me like the Star Wars franchise again. So I really liked it, like the gameplay, the mechanics, basically every soul thing about the game, especially driving the TIE fighters. Like that was really cool. Like my brother's the PlayStation player. I only played for Spider-Man because his PC can't handle a bunch of games like Battlefront, Destiny 2. So he plays those games while I play it on PC because PC is obviously better.
Yeah, it is better. I like PC
Yeah.
better.
I've had my PC for a while now, and
I
it's
like
been.
playing with a PlayStation remote on my PC.
Are you serious? Yeah, I
Yes.
like that. The thing is, the PlayStation remote, it comes with its own sensitivity. So I'm not a big fan of their sensitivity. I need to send you a picture of my gaming setup one day. It's a Red Dragon, Fire Key mouse with a hybrid mechanical keyboard that has like a bunch of extra buttons that I use.
Nice.
And I use like the sinister red kind of thing. Yeah, but oh no, I'm getting off topic. Whatever.
Yes,
Okay.
you are. That would be in a different scenario because we're not talking
Okay,
about
what's next?
consoles and gaming
Community. To be
things.
honest, I haven't actually played that many online maps. So I've only played like a handful because it kind of lags my computer. So.
I've never played online maps because for some reason my PlayStation network account won't let me go on to
Wait, no,
online
you need
games.
PlayStation Plus. You need PlayStation Plus.
No, it says age restrictions.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, my friend says that
Was trying to play with one of my friends and it wouldn't let me because of age restrictions.
Oh wow, that's kind of weird.
That, yeah, and we like took off all our age restrictions. We put it up to me being able to play M-rated games. But and it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work.
One of my friends says that Ewok Hunt is really fun. I haven't actually played Battlefront in a while. I've been busy with some other games that I'm not going to get into because I'm getting off
Valorant
topic
and
way too.
Destiny.
Don't forget CSGO. That's a good
Oh
one.
my
But
word.
like I said, I'm getting off topic.
When I'm playing CSGO on a plane and my headphones disconnect right when the game loudly announces
Oh my
bomb has
word,
been
no.
planted.
Don't even, bro. Don't even.
Yes. It's an
No.
amazing meme.
No. You know what's amazing meme?
What?
Nice.
No, you don't. All right, so now,
I don't think you can
maps.
hear that. Here, let me help you with that.
No!
Nice.
No, we can hear it.
Nice.
We can hear it well enough.
Nice.
Ubby. Ubby. Ubby.
What?
Be quiet.
No. Okay.
Maps.
So,
What do you think about the maps?
maps, amazing, amazing, amazing. Now, they really feel, I feel like they copied a lot from Star Wars, and I didn't feel a lot of sense of an originality. The only originality I felt was in the gameplay. Like, it felt like a completely new experience for me. But the maps and the graphics, everything just felt really, like the story mode, it just felt very unoriginal to me. So, in a way, that's one of the cons about playing. If you're like a diehard Star Wars fan, and you've already seen all the movies like a bazillion times, like I probably have when I was a kid and naive, and I didn't understand that Marvel was way better. I watched all the Star Wars movies a bazillion times, so there was a lot of what's it called, unoriginality for me there. But if you're like not a big Star Wars fan, and you're
Star
looking for
Wars fan.
someone,
What's a Star Wars fan?
Star Wars fan.
You just said Star Wars fan.
I'm blah, 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 whatever. Okay, yeah, whatever, dude. Okay, so if you're like a diehard Star Wars fan and you're looking for something new, I don't really recommend playing that game's campaign. I think you'll like it, but if you're like a brand new Star Wars fan, I think you'd like it. I think you would. Like for people that been the Star Wars thing, you probably would play it anyway, but I don't think you'd enjoy it as much as somebody. I really don't know, but
I really
so
like
that's
the Felucia map for one of the game modes.
the Felucia map.
Yeah. Have you not played
But
that map?
you mean Felicia? By Felicia?
I'm pretty sure it's Felicia.
By
Anyways,
Felicia.
okay, just stop, Abby.
Duh.
And I liked.
Nobody wants to hold
Okay,
hands off.
Ubby!
I'm sorry.
Ubby!
I'm sorry. I heard Ubi. Who's Ubi?
No, I said
Are you talking about
Ubby.
Uzi?
No!
You also shoot Uzi. I have an Uzi back here.
Okay,
So
stop.
anyway, I started
Ubby.
blasting. Sorry.
Ubby.
I'm
Ubby.
sorry. I'm crazy, okay?
Stay on
Yeah.
topic.
I'm very sorry,
Can
okay?
go
I haven't
crazy.
done this in a while.
You can go crazy after the podcast.
I'm very sorry. I had 4 shots of espresso today. I'm very sorry.
What?
I had 4 shots of espresso today. I am very sorry.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, I really like the maps. And yeah, we're gonna unmute our guest now.
One of my favorites. Oh, the guest. All right, the
The
last
guest
guest.
that's been ignoring us, well, not ignoring us, annoying us for the past
10
10
minutes.
minutes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm just gonna start playing by. Wait. Oh.
You
Okay.
people don't stay on topic. It makes me
Yeah, yo, that's my fault.
I
Okay.
stay on topic. It's Ubby's
Yeah.
fault.
It's, yeah, I get it. Okay, I had 4 shots of espresso today. Laugh it up. But to be honest, the Battlefront 2, it was probably my favorite game for like, I want to say like, not even a week. I got through that thing very fast. So, and to be honest, I don't really play. The only console game that I truly play is, and I play it religiously. I play Spider-Man religiously. I can't get in. There hasn't been a game I can get into like long term for a very long time. I want to say Battlefront was had the same problem. It didn't have ways to keep me hooked on it. Like the
Yeah.
online matches were fun and all, but they were just hard to play since the
Everyone's
PlayStation's a
been
little.
and everyone's been playing for so
I'm
much
not a big fan of
longer.
PlayStation controls. I'm not a big fan of PlayStation controls. I mean, I don't mind
PlayStation.
it. PlayStation.
Yes. That sounds perfect.
PlayStation. Okay, so the thing is, when I play, I'm so used to playing. I've been playing first-person shooters since I was like 7 or 10, 10 or 7. I don't really care, but
Wow,
so
you're
when I play
lucky.
a, so when I play first-person shooters, I'm used to my WASD keys with my
Yeah.
mouse and everything. Believe it or not, I used to play with a ball mouse, a Logitech ball mouse. I thought it was the coolest thing. But I playing with the controller, it feels like a sin almost. It feels like a. It
Yeah.
feel yeah. It doesn't feel right.
I'm pretty sure you are
Yeah.
able to actually connect
Yeah.
like keyboards to PlayStations
Yeah, but the thing is,
using
I like my
Bluetooth.
setup. I'd have to unplug it, and I'm too lazy.
Okay, just get a Bluetooth keyboard.
Hey,
Or buy
yeah, but
another keyboard.
I only have
Okay,
one Bluetooth
we should
keyboard.
actually let our guests
Oh yeah, I
talk.
just realized. I keep forgetting she's here. I'm very sorry
Oh,
about that.
I'm so
Okay,
mean.
Dragon, what do you think about the graphics?
The graphics, good. The other part of the graphics, the AI, terrible.
Graph AIs are
Don't.
not graphics.
Eh,
Thank you
who
very
cares?
much. I care
Well, I
actually.
mean, it's part of the graphics.
AI would probably go under gameplay.
Probably.
Sure.
To be honest, the only thing I didn't like about the graphics is there wasn't like as much gore. Okay, I didn't know because I guess
Oh
that kind of
my
sounds
word.
weird.
Yes,
I
does
guess that's
sound
so
really
weird.
weird.
It's not that there wasn't as much gore. I mean, it doesn't like when you shoot in any other game, like Halo, Destiny, or CS:GO, whatever. You get to see some actual physical like proof that you shot him. When you when it when you shoot,
You get to
in
see,
Battlefront
like, you get to
and you
s
kill.
There's a blast
All you
mark.
get, yeah, sure, that's about it. Without the laser, it's basically just a magic death gun. You point it at somebody, you pull the trigger. If there was no graphics, like if you didn't see the laser and you just put it to like a range, you're like magic death gun. You pull the trigger and bam, all of a sudden you have somebody that is in a better place. Send them
Yes.
home. Okay. I
That's why
didn't
I
I
like Fortnite and War Thunder because all the bullets are tracer rounds.
Okay, Fortnite sucks, and two, I also didn't like. I don't care. The only thing I didn't like was the customizability. I don't know. Okay, but I didn't like the customizable, like how customizable everything was. Like you just have to pick up a gun. Like you could didn't get to change your scopes because I'm used to playing It's like
Guys,
a
we're getting
modern
off
war. It's
topic.
like a. What did you say?
We're getting
Okay,
off
well,
topic.
that was actually
No,
a
we're not
complete other
talking about
episode. That was a
Fortnite.
complete other episode from
No,
last week.
I'm talking. Wait, Battlefront?
No, Fortnite.
I'm not talking about Fortnite. I'm talking about
Bioshock. Stop talking about Fortnite now. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I just said anyway. Oh, wow. I can't.
Okay. Well, we have to ask our guest the same questions I asked you. So, what do you think about the gameplay?
Oh, the AI is terrible. The clone decided to walk off a bridge and die.
Okay, we're not talking about stories. We're talking about what you think.
I know. That's just the clones. They're pretty dumb. The battle droids, I feel like they could be better.
I mean,
I like how sometimes when you shoot a battle droid in the head, their head will come flying off.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I actually haven't seen that before.
Same with their arms as well. Like if you hit them in the joint of their arm.
I actually shot one in the stomach and it like literally fell apart. Yeah. It was really creepy.
So the thing I like about, one of the things that I like about Battlefront is that they make everything look really nice. And then you have the gun mechanics, which I find absolute garbage. So it looks everything good on the outside and then the inside is like garbage. Yeah. That's what I think about it. I mean,
all right. Dragon, what do you think about the community? Let's skip that one. What do you think about the maps?
The maps are good. They're just very hard to get around because there's so many bumpy rocks.
The maps
keep sliding down on. It's very annoying.
The maps in Battlefront are probably some of the best maps I've ever seen. And
I just go to the cloning factory because it's like the one map I know my way around and the one map I'm actually able to see my enemy. Sorry.
Yeah. So the thing about, remember how I told you how the storyline felt unoriginal?
Yeah.
Well, the maps are in a way unoriginal, but you like just like the it's like the game. It's a new experience. You get to experience from in a new way. You get to actually walk around the Death Star I don't think. I didn't play it that much, so I'm not 100% sure about that one. But it's a new experience. So that game was probably one of the coolest maps. And yes, Spider-Man was cool, but it was based off of solely off of New York. The Battlefront, like...
Well, Spider-Man is like, from New York.
Yeah, it's
although he's from 100%. Queens, not...
Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he protects... Whatever, we don't need to get into that. But the thing about... They portray it in a new way. The way I see some games, they just give it, like, straight how it is. Or they try too hard, or they don't try hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
They gave it, like, how we wanted it and how we needed it. Whether we liked it or not. That's what we got. I thought that was pretty cool.
Alright. This is for Dragon. Dragon, what do you think are pros for the game?
I don't know.
I'm a pro.
No, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. Okay, Dragon, what do you think about cons?
I don't know what those are either. Sorry.
Okay, pros are good things, cons are bad things.
Clone, stop being a con.
You're a con, Abby. Okay, you're a con to the Minecraft community.
I am. I 100% accept that with pride and joy.
You left us. Okay. Okay. So you have nothing, Dragon.
I have absolutely nothing.
Okay. Nothing. Would you recommend this game to someone else?
If they played like a even more detailed game, I wouldn't because they'd probably go nuts because it's like not detailed enough for them. But if I'd probably recommend it to.
There are no more detailed Star Wars games.
I don't mean this is like an even more detailed game.
Like CS:GO, Call of Duty, Destiny, Halo.
CLB understands what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Battlefront in in most ways it's better than CS:GO. Like CS:GO, like the concept of CS:GO is a lot better. The thing is. CS:GO wasn't. It's. How do I put it? There's like a lot more people working on Battlefront, so it's gonna turn out better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
It's kind of like somebody filming a video of a rock in 4K, and then somebody filming a video of Transformers fighting in 2070p. It's like. The video is nice, but the video quality isn't. So.
Mm hmm.
Which reminds me, I want 4K.
That's why my dog's just standing there. Hang on. her treats went underneath the door, and now she can't get them. Hang on.
Well, that's fun. It's a good thing I shoved Parker out of my bedroom, or else we would have been in for a lot of meowing and a lot of me.
I wish I had a cat. You know what? That'd be cool if you can put cats in Battlefront.
You don't want a cat. You don't want a cat.
I have two dogs, and they're absolute handful. Wait, Claude, is this episode over?
Almost. We're out of time for our guest. Goodbye. You're being muted again. She just left. She left.
Oh, okay. Man, that was amazing.
Bye now. Anyways, Ubby, pros and cons, yeah. What do you think?
I think that it's an amazing game, but I think we've just seen the Star Wars tale just be told too many times. I also think that, I mean, it's a good game. Like, the quality of the game is good. I just don't think the concept of the game is, like, amazing. If you're a diehard Star Wars fan, boy slash girl slash person who lives in their parents' basement, I think you'd love it. But the thing is, I'm not a Star Wars person who lives in their parents' basement. So I'm going to give that a thumbs down. I would recommend it to people, but like Dragon said, if this person was playing like stuff like CSGO and Halo, Destiny, Call of Duty, whatever, I probably wouldn't, but if they did play those games and they did like Star Wars and they could understand, they appreciate like the value of it, I think they would like it, yes.
Okay.
It all depends on like, yeah, kind of like somebody who doesn't like Spider-Man or... Okay, if somebody didn't like Spider-Man and they played the Spider-Man game, trust me, they like Spider-Man. This isn't one of those games that would probably make you like Star Wars. I mean, it'll affect everybody in different ways.
Like, you could just go on forever without even me talking, could you?
Yeah, I probably could, yeah. Like, Spider-Man? I now play Spider-Man religiously.
No clue what that means.
Neither do I. It's the espresso talking, dude.
Okay. Anyways, pro for me is it's fun. I love the gameplay, all that stuff. Con for me, PlayStation Network age restrictions are dumb, and I can't play with my friends on Battlefront 2.
Then get it on PC if you have a game computer. It's only like...
I do. I'm gonna... It's...
Actually, no, the thing is, so I got mine for the May the 4th sale, which is an absolute killer deal. I think that $60 is way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Way too much. I think it's even 70 now if you want to get the Celebration Edition. But, so I got it on Origin before it was released on Steam. Personally, I don't like having games scattered around. I want them have, I love to have them all on Steam.
Yeah.
Like, buy them from Steam. So, the more, if you play a lot of games on Steam...
I play two games on Steam, three games on Epic Games, and two games on Wargaming.net, and then Minecraft.
Yeah, so I play all my games on Steam, except for Valorant. Yeah, except no, I don't play Minecraft anymore. That gas.
I'm offended.
He's like, I don't play Minecraft anymore.
Okay. Anyways, we're running out of time. Ubby, would you recommend this game?
50-50. If the person is a Star Wars fan, they don't understand it, they like it.
I'd recommend
this
game.
So I would.
Game.
Yeah, I probably would.
I'd recommend this game too.
Yes.
So, yeah. If you guys haven't already, go subscribe to my YouTube channel. Again, link in the description of my podcast and of this episode. Ubby, you will not be included in the description. They can find you in my friends list of my podcast. Not my podcast, my YouTube channel.
You do you.
Don't worry. You're in my...
Yeah,
they'll,
I know.
They'll find you.
I haven't posted in a while. I have to make an apology video.
Yeah, you need to. Anyways, and we'll be back next week, hopefully.